Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends, don't you wish finally we're over? I'm sure we all know very well that feeling as we look forward to a day when we'll simply be glad to speak of it as having come and gone. Whether that be the end of the quarter, maybe that first public sermon, or maybe already the tension's beginning as you look toward call night next spring. But one of the really ultimate moments that you will have the privilege of sharing with that flock of God's people entrusted to you, when perhaps you will face the grief and despair and even the fear and guilt in the face of tragedy, or have indeed the luxury of spending consciously with the people of God a few final moments before one takes the step into eternity. Of course, just facing the day so that we can speak of it in the past tense doesn't ease all the tensions one bit. Just as though the fact, the mere fact that some 45 of you have this very morning endured my rather sadistic version of the Great Tribulation means that you have passed the Hebrew test. That day of reckoning is still not complete and will not be completed until the grave are recorded. And you see, God has a day of reckoning too, when the points will be added up and the scores tallied, and we all will be found wanting. And yet, how foolish some people are to think that they will earn enough points so that God will smile on them for their laudable efforts. Talk to the people. Ask them those evangelism questions. Some of you have spent the last weekend in evangelism seminar dealing with this very problem. If you should die tonight and stand before God and you would ask him, what would you say? How ignorant people are, how unprepared, and how totally unaware of the consequences. To think that we can earn up our points to pass the test of God. And you see, just facing that day, just realizing that someday it will be past tense, that doesn't solve the problem either. But you hear that? Oh, yes, I'll die someday, my day will come. God will call me home, but really I'm not too worried about it. I'll face that when I get there. How unprepared people are. Many of you well know what it would be like to walk into the Hebrew final, still not knowing an aleph from an ayin, and please don't anyone ask what that is. And yet people are facing eternity. Thousands, millions of people are still walking into eternity, totally unprepared, and without any understanding of the truth of sin and grace. The prophet Zephaniah had some strong words and most appropriate words of warning. Near is the great day of Yahweh, near and coming very quickly. Listen, the day of Yahweh, in which a warrior cries out in distress. A day of wrath is that day. A day of trouble and distress, a day of destruction and desolation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day of trumpet and battle cries against the fortified cities and the high throne towers, and I will bring distress upon men so that they will walk like the blind because they have sinned against Yahweh. Their blood will be poured out like dust and their flesh like dung. I don't think you say that Zephaniah was a messenger of great joy. But lest we rejoice with some sort of sadistic pleasure in the comfort and the knowledge that the heathen will get their due that day, let's remember to whom these words are addressed. It's not just to the people of Canaan, but also to Judah and Jerusalem, to God's own people. Woe to her who is rebellious and defiled, the tyrannical city, my city, thine. Well, you tell me, Zephaniah, those uncommitted Christians within the realm of the kingdom of God, whether that be the old Zion or the new Zion, those half-baked, apathetical members of your congregation, good sermon, Pastor, you really told them what they need to hear. But there's more. Her princes within her are roaring lions. Her judges are wolves for evening. Her prophets are reckless, treacherous men. The priests have profaned the sanctuary. Now that's getting a little close to home, isn't it? You mean that even we as sacerdotal sanctity may stand condemned to even preach prophets and those who today have the prophetic office, pastors, teachers, seminarians, who we too fall prey to the sins of pride and arrogance and self-seeking success? Do we all stand condemned before that day? Why, that's even worse than facing the Hebrew text. That's even more depressing than singing only stanzas 1-7 of fear, fear eyes. But do not fear. Do not be afraid. We're not done yet. Though we do stand condemned of sin, the pride of unreadiness to meet that great day, our God has nevertheless prepared us, unprepared though we are, for that great and terrible day, the day of darkness and gloom, when God will pour out his wrath upon all sin, yours and mine. So you see, that day has already come. A day of darkness and deep darkness, of that supernatural eeriness of the very presence of God, when God has poured out his wrath. Yes, the very destruction of hell, not on you and me, but on the innocent life of his own Son, Jesus Christ, so that you and I and all men might know that the punishment for sin has already been paid. That final exam, if you will, has already been passed. And that the day of wrath has been turned by the great judge of all into a day of victory. And as we in our temporal existence still face that day which is to come, we know that death can have no sting, for we have already died, buried with Christ by baptism into death, so that we might walk in newness of life. And oh, what joy to anticipate that day when the newness of life will become full and complete. For Christ has come, and is here, and will be with us as he promised till the end of the age, when he and we together shall reach the consummation of the kingdom and live together forever. What a message we have here. What a goal we have to await. With what joy we can say, thy kingdom come. For by his grace, God has turned the day of wrath into the day of resurrection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.